You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on August 9, 2023, and is titled Access. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
But I'm telling you, if God has taken up residence in your fleshly tent, you know, because you got a battle going on. You know something's happening. You know something's changing. I'm not just asking you to let God change your flesh. I'm asking you to let God manifest in you however he desires. Will you let God? If so, you're a citizen. Do you know what that citizenship means? That means now you're part of a kingdom that has a king. You see, I'm a citizen of the United States of America, and guess what? The United States of America is no longer a sovereign nation because it has open borders. We're no longer a solvent nation because we're $35 trillion in debt. We're broke. We no longer adhere to the rule of law because our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence has now been just shaken around and diluted. And now you're three branches of government. You've got the legislative branch that's a dilly-dally do-nothings, and then you got the judicial branch over here that's supposed to interpret law, and now they're writing law. And then you've got the executive branch that without a teleprompter, two canes, and a CNI dog, he can't even get to the office. It's a disaster. But where I am subject, I'm subject to the laws of the land, if you can figure out what those are. You know what I really love? I got a new pickup this week. The seatbelt law is a good law. It'll save your life if you have a wreck. Doesn't do squat if you don't run into somebody. Just so you know. I think it's the most communist law ever written. They'll let you ride a motorcycle without a helmet. They'll let you smoke a cigarette. They'll get your lungs all eat up with cancer. Now you can go over here and make yourself as stupid as the neighbor's pillow by smoking marijuana. And it's all legal. All that's legal. But I'm driving a one-ton truck on my side of the road, and I got to wear a seatbelt. But because of the law of the land, for whatever reason, now I bought a pickup that you can't even put it in drive until the clicker hits the button. Oh, my God, I almost gave it back. The only reason I didn't is they said you can't buy one nowadays that ain't like that. Ugh. Now, the next thing you know, they're going to make you want to drive a one-ton truck pulling an 11-quarters trailer that's got two monkeys you got to throw peanuts to running on the belt. Same thing as electric car. It'll take you 9 days to get to Lubbock because you have to stop every 15 minutes. My God, I'm 63 and I don't even have to go to the bathroom that much. You have to stop, fill the car up with electricity. I mean, some of this is just nuts, isn't it? But in the kingdom of God, there's a king. And it's not up for vote. He's the king. And he's the lawgiver. And he's the judge. He's the one who can sentence. And he's the one who can pardon. He's the one who can curse. He's the one who can bless. He's the one who can condemn. And he's the one who can save. If I live in the kingdom of God and I'm a citizen, then his government guarantees me his economy. If I live in harmony with him, a peace that transcends all understanding will guard my heart and my mind when everything's great and when everything's terrible. I'm not saved by prayer. I'm saved by submission. I relinquish my citizenship to the kingdom of God. So if you're truly a Hebrew Christian, you understand there's a kingdom now, a kingdom here, a kingdom upon us, a kingdom near, and a kingdom at hand. That kingdom will not be shaken. No matter what happens to the institutions of men that we have become so dependent on. You know, you can't be a Christian without a preacher, and you can't get healed without a doctor, and you can't get a job without a school teacher. We've become highly dependent on the institutions of men. And they're all going away. In whatever time, whatever place, the kingdom of God, where Jesus Christ is the key, chief cornerstone, the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom we are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. We are the dwelling place of God. We've been trained all our life to go somewhere and find God. Go church hopping. Yeah, I used to go bar hopping. We didn't do much church hopping. Pretty soon you'll find out one's just about the same as the other if you're not careful. But we, 1 Corinthians 3:16, you are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19. 1 Peter chapter 2. You, like living stones, talking about Jesus, are being built into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, a royal nation, a people belonging to God. And we have access by one Spirit to the Father. Have you accessed that? For real? Do you know that? For real? Because that's the gift. If you're not a Christian, you can't have that. If you're not a child of God, you can't have that. That's what we should promote. We shouldn't chase everybody around with the fires of hell trying to scare them into heaven. How about having access to God? It's pretty nice this week. When one of the sweetest 40-year-olds you ever met in your entire life got more hoses hooked to her body than you got under the hood of your pickup. It's really nice to have access to my Father. It's really nice for the rest of our family who knows we have access, that he's near. We can talk to him. I'm not always polite when I talk to God. I was a little fussy with him last week. I've seen God heal some people I didn't think really deserved it. I'm not the judge, so I don't get to pick. I might ask him sometime why he didn't let me pick. But I was a little fussy with him. They don't deserve this. My nephew has served God with his whole heart, mind, and soul since he was 14 years old. He is a kid. He ain't done nothing but. Never took a moment's time off serving God. She's pretty much the same way. Whole family, that's their whole life. It's living for Jesus. 24/7. Now, Jesus, you should heal her. Don't mean to be snippy, don't mean to be bossy, and don't mean to sound a little sour, but I'm just telling you. But I don't talk to God like I don't have access. Because if I thought Robin could fix all this, I have access to Robin, and I would talk to her the exact same way. If I thought she could fix all this, I'd sit down and say, sit down here a minute. A little curious why this ain't fixed. You got the power to fix it. Won't you fix it? Well, you ought not talk to God that way. You know what I think? I think when God hears an old redneck like me talk like that, he's absolutely certain I believe he can fix it. I am absolutely certain that he can fix it. So it's not just about that. Every one of us every day gets up and we got stuff. Every one of us has got things that we gripe about, complain about, talk on the telephone with our buddies, or go down to McDonald's and sit around and fix the problems of the world while your coffee gets cold. Every one of us knows there's stuff. I'm just here tonight to ask you, do you know you have access? Has Jesus been revealed? And do you know? Because I think that's been left out. I think it's more profitable to tell people there's a pattern that you can do every week and it'll get you closer to God. Let me tell you what'll get you closer to God. Wear out the knees of your britches and look in this. And if your group will help you do that, then by all means let your group help. But if your group is there for their own benefit, preserving their institution, and they're just, you know, touting your billfold all the time, get out of there and go do something else, because I'm telling you, it's about time for those guys to be done. We've probably had enough. I've had enough. My country's in the toilet, and it's on God's people. This isn't because of the devil. This is because nobody's on the wall, and the reason we ain't been on the wall because we didn't know we had access, and we've been navigating through a pattern that's not helped us get there. So I'm here to tell you tonight, if you think I can help you learn anything, teach you anything, encourage you in anything, you come by once a week, once a month, do whatever it is you think you need to do for yourself. But if you don't do another thing the rest of your life, get your tater home. Get home and get on the wall. Quit letting everybody else do everything for you. Get home. Do this. And know that we got access. Okay. Believe it or not, that's all I got. Listen, what else would a guy preach? I mean, what am I going to tell next week to follow that? Huh? Got access. I can talk to God and God talks to me. I can repent for a holy God and he'll help me change. I can confess my sins before a God who won't condemn me. He'll convict me, but he won't condemn me. He'll help me get better so my prayers aren't hindered, and I can be a better husband, I can be a better dad, I can be a better citizen, I can promote better life. Where we live in the economy of God, in the presence of God. Now, I just want somebody to tell me what part of that idea is a bad idea. Anybody got any ideas? Is it a bad idea? Or a good idea? Yeah. You think it's a good idea just to stand around and put on your WWJD bracelet and just let everything come down the pike if it wants to? Let all that junk infiltrate the minds of your youth? Fix the next generation where they don't know right and wrong and nothing else? Here's a great idea. When's the last time God told you how to navigate out of your troubles? See, it gets really quiet because most time we just want God to take away our troubles. How do we navigate? What do I do next? Where do I go? Here's another one. When's the last time God told you to get over there and be in on somebody else's troubles? This isn't about 911 call a preacher. This is about spirit-led people doing what God says do. You see, if you'll listen to God when he opens a door, you might just get on an airplane and fly to Washington, D.C. so preachers in Poland can know what it's really like. When's the last time? How many of you grew up believing that you have not because you ask not had something to do with your materialistic life? When's the last time you asked for an opportunity? When's the last time you said, God, play me now? Play me. Where do I go? What do I do? When's the last time you sat down with your family in the midst of a wreck and said, listen, family, we're going to sit here and listen for God. And whatever he says, we're going to do. Because we have access. We don't talk about this stuff very much, do we? Oh, everything's going to be all right. Jesus loves us and we've been going to church. Come on, we can do better than that. We can do a lot better than that. So, I'm going to pray and get us out of here tonight. If anybody needs to stick around for a little prayer, a little visit, anything, I got nothing else to do. Just hang out for a minute, okay? Let's pray. Lord, I just want to thank you tonight for your word, and I thank you that we have access. Lord, every one of us in this room have somebody or a situation or something that we need your touch. We need divine intervention. We need direction. Lord, help us to be people who simply say, speak, Lord, your servant listens. Or to say, here am I, Lord, send me. We need to be that people. We don't need to go to a house to find you. We need to be the house where you are found. That's a good word, Lord. So tonight, Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. We praise you, Lord. Help us redeem our nation by reclaiming our kitchen tables. Help us to be watchmen on the wall. And we give you all the praise and glory, Jesus. In your name, the name above all names, King of your kingdom. Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.